I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. If you're fishing rivers right now, you know there is one variable you should be concerned with that will put you on to fish. I'm going to tell you what that is, but first.
You know the drill. You got a free Saturday, the boat's ready, but you're scrolling through the same tired fishing reports trying to figure out where to go. Stop guessing and start catching. Onyx Fish lets you filter thousands of Midwest lakes by species, trophy potential, even keeper size, all backed by real DNR survey data. Plus, Onyx Fish is brand new on Android, so no more excuses. Try free for 7 days. Download Onyx Fish on the App Store or Google Play. Your next favorite lake is out there. Go find it.
Fishing rivers right now means that you should be fishing current seams. That variable is going to put you on to fish no matter what. And you'll catch everything in these current seams. You'll catch carp. You'll catch bullheads. You'll catch catfish. You'll catch walleyes. Sometimes even northern pike, smallmouth bass. They're all lying in current seams right now. Now you can get into the backwaters and at times you'll find there are fish in there. Especially rough fish moving around, just foraging off of the bottom. And you can be fishing the main channels. Main channels produce fish when they're moving, and that can be a source of good fishing. But you can always count on current seams where these fish set in the slack water and wait for forage to work down in that faster water. And you'll find that the current seam is a place that you can use a lot of different techniques. You can flip jigs up into the slack water, reel it out into the faster water. You can fish three-way swivel rigs. You can fish crankbaits. The thing about current seams is you're always going to find fish there. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.